Hello, hello, hello. Yeah. This is your boy, Fearless Eagle, right here on What's the Topic, here on Active FM. I am I don't even want to say amazed. I am like literally out of words to say the fact that you are tuned in. Thank you again. Thank you once again. Thank you once again for tuning in to What's the Topic. And I know you are a loyal, faithful supporter. And What's the Topic wouldn't be What's the Topic without you. So thank you for supporting, and make sure you do get your friend, your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your grandmother, your grandmother, your grandfather. I know I repeated grandmother twice. I wanted to say grandfather after grandmother, but the grandmother came back again. So I should have just said great, 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 great grandma. But let your whole world out there know about What's the Topic. And it's been awesome, it's been real, it's been amazing, it's been mind-blowing knowing that you are the supporter that is making What's the Topic, What's the Topic. Yes, I know, right? Too much. Right here on What's the Topic, we have our own phrases, we have our own sentences, we have our own unique way of thinking, mindset. Did you even hear? It almost came out, I almost mixed mindset and way of thinking together, and it was going to create another explosion. But today, we're going to be talking about the coronavirus. And yeah, it's really, really interesting because, sure, if you actually go back, you know, there's been a lot of viruses that have actually went around and all the stuff, like came out of the blue and then gone, came out of the blue and then gone. But there's always something that you can actually refer back to that answers a lot of people's question marks. So we're going to talk about the coronavirus, and make sure you do not disappear from this podcast. It's going to be really amazing. It's just like the Michael Jackson episode, basically. And it wasn't just Michael Jackson. I had a lot of people commenting, asking me, Nash, who killed Michael Jackson? So if you want to know who killed Michael Jackson, hit me up on Instagram or Facebook, or choose whatever that you want to hit me up on. And if you want to catch me on Instagram, catch me on What's the Topic 777 now. That's where you'll get me. And make sure that you DM me and send me your message so that I can respond and actually give you the answer. But if you want to find out by yourself, go and check out last year's episode of Michael Jackson. You'll find out everything about Michael Jackson. And there's also other people like Eminem and all those guys that I did a show on. So you can actually go on and get the shows. So do not disappear. We're talking about the coronavirus, and we'll be back after this awesome, amazing music for you to think.
Hey, this is Kayla, and you're listening to Active FM.
Your face.
Yeah, coronavirus. It's scary. It's really scary. And if you actually go do a lot of research, you'll actually see what is happening. Basically, yeah, yo, they were like, yo, I'm even out of words. I don't know what to say. But yeah, it's been real. It's been, what is the right word? I'm actually looking for the right word. That's why I'm having these moments of silence, blank, sitting there. And I'm trying to get the worst topic type of phrase that's going to describe everything in one full sentence. And yeah, what I'm basically saying is, yo, it's been interesting. Let me just say it's been interesting. When I say interesting, I mean bad interesting. That's what I'm talking about. But this virus has been going around, and yo, already like a lot of people have died. They have just, yeah, been taken out and all the stuff. And yeah, like I said in the beginning of the show, you know, we've had viruses that have come and go. I believe this is another episode also that's coming and going. But there's a reason why all of these things are happening. It's because we are in the end of times. So you gotta understand that this is the end of time, and you cannot be wasting your time right here on earth doing other stuff. You should be getting people to the kingdom of God. You gotta be making sure that they know Christ, so that, for example, if they end up getting the virus and they just drop out of nowhere onto the ground, you make sure that they know Christ, so that when they drop onto the ground, you know that, hey, at least he's going to heaven and I'll see him in heaven. In heaven, there's no sickness, there's no pain, there's no sorrows. It's just joy, worshiping the Lord, you know. And yeah, you should actually be in that position where, you know, hey, I did it. I told him about Christ. He accepted Christ and he's going to heaven. And yeah, like I said earlier on, we've had a lot of viruses. Like, I mean, you go back into time. Yeah, obviously there's the one that is, has always been there, is always there. And yeah, it's been hectic, which is HIV, you know, it came into being and it's still there. But if you go back into time, you actually had a lot of diseases. Yeah, woo. This is the worst topic phrases. Yeah, that's the new word that's going into the dictionary. Diseases. Yeah, that one. But we've had a lot of diseases that came, you know, disease like your flaca. That was some other stuff, you know. That one, yeah, it was a, yeah, that was some other stuff. But the, let me say, the consequences of using it, they were bad. Like, they were bad. That was some other level of drug that caused some interesting disease and all those stuff, distortion happening, you know. Like, yeah, it was bad. You've had stuff like that. We even had the Ebola breakthrough, breakout, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, like Ebola just came out of nowhere and then bam, people saying Ebola virus, all those stuff, you know. And yeah, there's like all of these different viruses that came out of nowhere. And yeah, they just took out people, you know, and all those stuff. But I believe that all of these viruses, they out here to warn us and to tell us that, hey, you can't be out here busy wasting your life. Hey, you should be in a position where you actually sort out your life and know Christ and all those stuff. So make sure that you actually get closer to Christ. That's what they're actually telling us. And it's God warning us, you know. Mother Earth is actually crying out to us. I mean, we've even had signs from Mother Nature herself telling us, hey, God is coming soon. Jesus is going to come back soon. So you better make sure that you get a lot of people to heaven. You better make sure that you are sorted yourself and you know Christ and all those stuff. So it's been, yeah, hectic. It's been interesting and all those stuff. Even this virus that's coming out, obviously everyone is saying it's like a plague and all those stuff. Like, it's just wiping out people. It started right there into your Dubai area and all those stuff. And then ended up, you know, it started in China and then it ended up in your other neighboring countries, you know, and all those stuff. And then next thing, it's here in Dubai, you know, it's also there in Botswana. And yo, it's like happening. There was even cases that there's people in the US, hey, that actually have it as well. So, you know, the news and the media, they hide all of this type of stories. But if you dig in, you'll actually see all of these things. You'll actually see what is happening. So this virus right now, I'm telling you, right now, me, myself, I'm not worried. I'm not stressed. Why? Because I know I got the blood of Jesus covering me. I got the Holy Spirit protecting me and guiding me every single day. So if he sees danger coming my way and it's not my time, I'm immortal until the day when the Lord's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Now I want you to come back. Until that day comes, I'm going to be immortal. And obviously, if you're not in the purpose of God, guess what? Satan's going to take you down. That I can guarantee you, he is gonna take you down. Whether you like it or not, don't think that you're Superman and you will be operating out of the word of God. That is a death sentence that you're giving yourself. So make sure you keep yourself away from such death sentences, you know, and all those stuff. Not the sentence that you say, but yeah, sentence, you know, death. Yeah, death, actually, dying, yeah. So keep away from that. But yeah, there's more to this virus. And yeah, biblically wise, physically wise, and all those stuff. There's a lot that we can actually look into. And before we even go into more of the wisdom, here's another awesome, amazing session for you to enjoy.
Sidewise. Yes!
Whoa. Better believe I bust with him. Tell him to come get him. Try to keep up with the speed of my deep in the dust with him. Into the vicinity, you into the injury. Pistol popping with the pin and pistol. Watch the proximity to infinity. Enemy entities couldn't hit the me.
Got a better chance doing a handstand on a better glass with a both hand for the broke hand. With my four man throwing coke can for the coke can. With a mopad through a mo glass. You get the picture, no chance. But I won't stand, I'm real boy. Pinocchio in. And the forecast, I'm focused. So let a brother go in. Amigo, why you so P.O.? Don't forget that this milk and box is no P.O. But no needle, papito, Malcolm came out with the Chico.
Man, I got my control over D-Bo.
Let me touch on. Yo, you see the aim ain't the money and fame, but who's to blame but the game and the way I was raised. I put the shame off things, they got me blind, man. But now truth got me lit, turned up sideways. A lot of times, man, I hate my ways. All this and I gotta kill, Lord, break my ways. Pride pumped up, Lord, come to break my ways. Without you, there's no growth like AI praise. Not turn up. Killing is only for the glory, homie, giving the honor to Abba Father, my provider. Know the Alpha and Omega spirit inside of me. Honestly, probably, properly shaping me up into his property. Let's get excited, what more shall I say?
I say,
come, bro, we gon' turn up all day.
All day.
Super Saiyan turn up, Kame, yeah. Going in for the king, turned up, insane, sideways.
Underrated,
underrated,
and domesticated. I'm able to look at the squad, elevated, staircase, and never taken, segregated, love it like another dog. I'm kind of racist, affidavit. It's inside my side of your plate, eyes wide, kidney babies, but you know I ain't proud.
Gotta give it up for the rhetoric of medicine. I'm a lighting up, you're holding your head again. Better than ever, never let us ever connect as a medicine. Messing with little idols, you'll be left with the deficit. Finna get it, rip it in me, might just give it to me. I'ma need everything that my savior intended for me. If they don't think you're strange, then you know they'll be missing the key. Normal's offensive to me, normal's offensive to me.
Sideways.
Hey guys, listen. Word on the street is that the new Active Worship Inception album is out.
What?
So now, rewind, go back. I'm going back to the original. I'm coming back to the Inception.
Our new Inception album is out. You can get it on Spotify and iTunes. Inception, going back to the original.
Radio has never been better. I know you enjoyed that track. I know you enjoyed that jam. It was really amazing and all that stuff. But coming back into the topic itself, the coronavirus. And yeah, for myself personally, I think, okay, this is my personal side of it. I believe that what is happening now is a reflection of the people and their relationship with God. God is not happy. And as a result of him not being happy, there's things that are happening that actually show that, okay, they are a warning to those who have the knowledge and the wisdom, and they are an instruction to those who do not have the knowledge and wisdom. All they have to do is sit down, examine, think, and then go into the right place to look for the right answers. So what I believe is people are messing up. They're not having a relationship with God. They're not making the effort to connect to Him. And as a result of them doing that, what is happening is Satan is taking over. He's sending sickness and all the stuff. So even people having a wicked heart, that is not of God. That is the influences and of the forces of darkness and evil. Plain, like, yeah, evilness. So that's basically what is happening. And I believe that with all my heart. And obviously with the Lord, the people that get the virus, you know, I believe He allows that for a reason. So He warns other people through other people's lives, and He gives instructions to the people that are actually involved, you know. And I believe there's people that have actually caught the virus and went, and they're actually in heaven. That was the Lord saying, I want you to come back home sooner rather than later. So my soul, in other words, my soul is more important to the Lord. Yeah, in fact, all of our souls are important to the Lord. So He would prefer having me go to heaven first before I end up in hell if He leaves me to live longer. So I believe there's people that are like that, you know, that actually went before, yeah, as we say, before their time. And it was because the Lord allowed it so that they can go home and not experience more suffering here, which is going to end up leading them to go to hell. So I believe there's people like that. And there's obviously the other people that decided not to be in the Lord's presence, and the Satan, you know, took them out. Satan took them out. And yeah, that's basically what I believe from my side. That's my personal opinion. That's my personal belief. And that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, the Bible says we in the end times, you know, there's going to be different trials, pestilence and all the stuff. Plagues, man. Like, all of these different things are going to be happening. So you better make sure you are solid in your faith. I believe if you're in the purpose of God, you're not done with it, you'll be immortal until the Lord says, okay, you are done. So He's going to make sure He protects you even from such diseases and virus and all those stuff. So that's what I personally believe. That's why I'm not scared, because I know I'm doing the word of God. And if I happen to have the virus, it's not going to affect me. I mean, if you go into the Church of Acts, you know, those guys, they were so into the purpose of God to a point where snakes bit them and the poison never affected them. Imagine, a snake bites you and the poison gets into your system, but yet you still survive. You actually continue like nothing happened. So that's the type of lives that they live. And I believe that's the same type of life that we are also meant to live. But in order for you to understand all of these things, you know, you need to sit down, you think about it and all the stuff. So because you need to sit down and think about that, here's an awesome, amazing session for you to relax and think about it. It's basically short though.
Hi, this is Alice, Active Star 2012. You're listening to Active FM. Yeah, man.
Active FM radio has never been better. Yeah. And yeah, getting back into it, yeah, the virus itself, what I'm saying is you guys gotta be encouraged and you gotta be making sure that you are connected to the Lord and you are safe and all the stuff. Just make sure you're walking in the purpose of God. You'll be cool. And yeah, you don't have nothing to fear about as long as you stuck in the word of God. That's one thing that I can say. Obviously, when the virus came out and people were explaining and news and all the stuff, I was like, I'm scared. Yo, imagine that thing gets to me and I'm out. I'm like just out, because you can easily get it. So that was me. I was like fearful and all those stuff. And then as time went on, obviously the word speaks to you, you know, through people, through you reading it. Yeah, the Lord was like, you know what? You are my son. And as long as you're not done with your purpose, I'll make sure you're still here on earth. So why are you fearful? Fear is not part of me. Fear is not part of God. That's something that you should know. So don't be afraid out here. Actually be in a position where you understand you are God's child. You'll be safe. You'll do this and you'll kill it. So make sure you have 100% assurance, you know. Yeah, not even insurance, assurance. You are there. You in it to win it. Yeah, that's basically what is happening. So better make sure that, yeah, you actually with the Lord there and you're solid and all those stuff. So you don't need to worry. You have nothing to worry. So yeah. that is basically the position that you're in. So do not worry about anything. And yeah, it's been real. It's been awesome. The virus, remember, it's happening because we are in the end of times, and you better make sure you get to Christ fast. If you are with him and you went away, make sure you repent and you reconnect, recommit. And if you are never with Christ, give your life for the first time, you know, and yeah, you'll be in heaven. As long as you're not done with your purpose again, you will be immortal until you're done with it. So it won't take you down. So yeah, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to catch every single show on www.activefm.co.za. Plus, we got new shows that came out, like the Cave Show, you know, all of those different type of show, the VA Show, you know, all those different types of shows. So we got all of those different type of shows that came out. And yeah, make sure that you get tuned in. The movie show, Sporting Base, there's like awesome, amazing topics, movies that you can watch. And yeah, it's awesome. It's really awesome. So make sure that you tuned in. I will see you next week, same time, same place. And I know you noticed that the show moved in from a Monday to a Wednesday. So please make sure that, yeah, you tuned in next week, same time, same place, here on Active FM. And yeah, share the show to your friends, your family, your neighborhoods, all, yeah, everyone. They need to know about the show. So I'll see you next week, same time, same place. God bless.
Christ music is hot music.
Christ music is hot music.